In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Prayer to Christ the King. O Jesus Christ, I acknowledge Thee as universal King. All that has been made has been created for Thee. Exercise all Thy rights over me. I renew my baptismal vows, renouncing Satan, his pomps, and his works. And I promise to live as a good Christian. In particular, do I pledge myself to labor to the best of my ability for the triumph of the rights of God and of Thy Church. Divine Heart of Jesus, to Thee do I proffer my poor services, laboring that all hearts may acknowledge Thy sacred kingship, and that thus the reign of Thy peace be established throughout the whole universe. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are looking at My Catholic Faith, Lesson 178, Use and Value of Sacramentals. And we have a diptych, a double picture to look at. The first half shows the priest blessing a house. The caption reads, "Every house should be blessed." And the second one shows a man dipping his finger in the holy water fount and says, "Holy water is a sacramental." And underneath that, it says, number one, every new house should be blessed. The blessing should be renewed every year during the Easter time. There is a special blessing for houses to be given on the Feast of the Epiphany or the Octave. In its ritual, the Church prays that God may sanctify the house and that angels may abide within its walls and protect all living therein. Holy water is one of the principal sacramentals of the Church. In blessing holy water, the priest first blesses salt, then water, and then mixes both with special prayers. The water symbolizes purity of soul. The salt stands for prudence. The combination is a symbol of purity and immortality. As often as possible, we should make the sign of the cross, first dipping the fingers in holy water. A 100 days indulgence is gained each time. First question, how should we make use of sacramentals? We should make use of sacramentals with faith and devotion and never make them objects of superstition. If we use sacramentals as they should be used, in acknowledgement of our faith, in the efficacy of the blessing of the Church which God Himself founded, our act will be most pleasing to God, and the sacramentals will profit us greatly. If we wear a crucifix or medal on our persons, hoping that by God's grace it will preserve us from evil, we are not superstitious. We must remember, however, that of themselves, sacramentals have no power. They only have power through the prayer of the Church, which uses the authority given by Christ. If one uses sacramentals in the spirit of those who look upon them as powerful in themselves, with no reference either to God or the Church, or his own state of grace, he is superstitious. This is the case with the charms which certain ignorant persons use. They sometimes take a crucifix, a prayer book, a medal, etc., and use it on their persons, believing that it is a charm which will make them immune to bullet shots, wounds, etc. These charms are used by such persons without any reference whatever to their original purpose of sanctification. We should use sacramentals constantly. Every Christian home should have holy water and blessed candles. Every Christian should receive as many blessings as he can. Every mother should take her newly born infant to church to receive the blessing of the Church. Every Christian house or building should be blessed. Some men take an attitude of contempt towards sacramentals as fit only for women. They should remember that they too have souls, and not only the women. They can profit as much from sacramentals as the women. They have as much need of prayer and faith as women. Christians reverence and make use of sacramentals and have firm confidence in the prayer of the Church to make them effective. They know that everybody, however holy, has need enough in this vale of tears of all the help he can obtain from God. A Catholic home should have a private altar before which the family assembles for prayers. It should have blessed images and a crucifix. Every room should have a crucifix. Many homes have the laudable custom of keeping burning an oil votive lamp on their family altar. In many homes, it is the custom to sprinkle the beds with holy water before retiring at night. Whenever we are in trouble, pain, danger, or temptation, the use of sacramentals is of great benefit. Every Catholic should own a blessed rosary and use it. Every Catholic man, woman, boy, girl, or child should wear on his person a blessed crucifix or medal or scapular. Very often, such a sacramental serves to remind the wearer in times of danger or temptation that there is a God who cares very much what happens to his soul. The Church, by the use of sacramentals, teaches the faithful the truths of religion, aside from exciting good thoughts and increasing devotion. The truths of our faith are taught by sacramentals through the faculty of sight, as explanations teach them through hearing. Thus, sacramentals are like picture books that are used as aids in the teaching of religion. One, however, simple and unlettered, who kneels before a crucifix and knows about the death of our Lord on the cross, will better be able to realize his love and sacrifice than if the catechist merely repeated over and over again that Jesus suffered and died for us. How do sacramentals obtain favors from God? Sacramentals obtain favors from God through the prayers of the Church offered for those who make use of them and through the devotion they inspire. Sacramentals, unlike the sacraments, are not necessary to salvation. They were not instituted by Christ, but by the Church. Unlike the sacraments, they have no power to confer grace of themselves. The blessings we receive from sacramentals come by virtue of the prayers of the Church and our devout dispositions. Thus, baptism of itself, administered by anyone, moves God to wash his soul from original sin. Not all the sacramentals in the world can do this. We must remember that the effect of sacramentals depends on the pious dispositions of the persons using them. Therefore, those in mortal sin and those who do not believe in them will not profit from sacramentals. Sacramentals increase devotion by fixing our thoughts on particular virtues and helping us appreciate them. For example, upon looking at a crucifix, we think of the love of Christ for us. We remember that he suffered to prove that love. We become sorry for the sins that cause such tortures. What are the chief benefits obtained by the use of the sacramentals? The chief benefits obtained by the use of the sacramentals are 1. Actual graces. If we use them with proper dispositions, that is, while in the state of grace and with a firm faith and confidence, sacramentals can profit us greatly. 2. The forgiveness of venial sins. Sacramentals excite good thoughts and inspire devotion and greater love of God, as well as greater sorrow for sin. This devotion and sorrow bring grace, and the grace thus obtained in turn obtains the forgiveness of venial sins. Contrition always remits sin, and sacramentals are an aid to true contrition. 3. Remission of temporal punishment. In the old times, the Israelites were granted numerous graces through the use of certain objects. If that was there in the old law, spiritual results must be obtained in the new law. 4. Health of body and material blessings. The apostles anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them. Innumerable are the examples in modern times of the extraordinary effects of sacramentals. And 5. Protection from evil spirits. We need the protection of sacramentals against the devil that goes about seeking souls to devour. That concludes our reading. Do we have any questions or comments? I don't really have much to add. I think I mentioned quite a bit of this on our last lesson last week on the sacramentals themselves. So if there are no questions, we will end with the act of resignation to the divine will. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. O Lord, my God, I now at this moment readily and willingly accept at thy hand whatever kind of death it may please thee to send me, with all its pains, penalties, and sorrows. Benedictio de omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti descendet super vos, et maniat semper. Amen.